American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles, hijacked by suspects armed with knives. This plane crashed into the World Trade Center. United Airlines Flight 175 departed Boston for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. American Airlines Flight 77 departed Washington Dulles for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon. United Airlines Flight 93 departed Newark for San Francisco, was hijacked and crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much in case I don't see you again. That the plane has been taken over by hijackers. And then I said, well, we love you very much too, Mark. Let me go get your mother.
Just another early morning as the sun began to rise. Like a million other mornings just the same. The people of the town began their ordinary lives, unsuspecting of a world about to change. This was not just any other day.
But today we've had a national tragedy.
No, no, no. It was not just any other day.
I think he said, I'm in the air. I'm calling you on the air phone. There are three men that say they have a bomb. Something to the effect of it's true. And then the phone went dead.
The doorman goes to me, wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
I was on the 44th floor walking from one elevator bank to the stairway, and that's when the plane hit, and all the elevator banks blew. And I went down, and people got hit with pieces of metal, pieces of glass. And that's right after they announced that number two building is secure. We can go back to work. But as soon as they said that, that's when the second plane hit.
It's business as usual, nothing different at all. As dusk would cast a shadow, the night began to fall. But no one stopped to notice that before this day would end, the sick and the afflicted needn't ever hurt again. Not just any other day.
Crawled under a car, you could hear chunks of concrete falling all around you.
And now they both collapse, there's no more World Trade Centers.
Not just any other day. No.
Big explosion happened. Some guy came out, his skin was all off.
A small crowd gathered just beneath the dying sun. The fulfillment of a promise had been done.
There are estimates being released tonight by the New York City Firefighters Union of as many as 200 firefighters killed today. The New York City Police Union says there may be as many as 87 police officers missing.
Our fellow citizens and our freedom came under attack today, and no one should doubt America's resolve.
2,000 years ago.
My brother was in the Pentagon yesterday when it was, I'm going to start crying. he was right near it, and he was one of the ones that got out, and I don't want to lose him.
We have a friend that worked in building number 7, and we haven't heard, you know, we still don't know if she's all right.
It was not just any other day.
There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows.
And we were standing there, and I said, I can't believe this.
Not just any other day.
When I tried to evacuate, I couldn't with all the debris, so I just ran inside and used the phone and called my wife to tell her goodbye.
It just blew up, a big explosion, people started running, it was just chaos everywhere.
And I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
Hey, I would have heard with my own ears when you shouted out tears and said, Father, why have you forsaken me? I wish that I could have felt that the rain on me. I wish that I could.
This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom.
Not just any other day.
When Americans suffer and when people perpetrate acts against this country, we stand united.
Not just any other day.
Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status.
those who have brought forth this evil deed will pay the price.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
2,000 years.